A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sim. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 102. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television. And this is a bonus episode. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon in England. Hello. Yes, we're doing another bonus recording. We have something to talk about. We know that we've got quite a lot of feedback building up, Brian, which we do want to get to at some point. So do keep the comments and suggestions coming in, because we will get to record a bonus show on those hopefully fairly soon. And in particular, we've had some comments about our last bonus show with Sabrina, which are very positive, and we'd like to get to those as well. But we've got a rather sad reason to do a bonus episode again, Brian, unfortunately, as we've lost yet another member of the Doctor Who universe.
Yes, that's right. Elizabeth Sladen, who famously played Sarah Jane Smith on Doctor Who and spin-offs of Doctor Who, has recently died in her 60s. And it's very sad and disappointing indeed.
And of course, Sarah Jane Smith, possibly one of the most popular companions to ever travel with the Doctor, and managed to keep popping back into the universe. And in particular, she seems to be the person who tied together the old series and the new series, Brian. She really sort of bridged the gap in a very special episode, which you're going to talk about in a moment.
Yes, she definitely brought that connection when she was reintroduced into the new series. And of course, the Sarah Jane Adventures, her own spinoff as well. So I recorded a quick guide to Liz Sladen and Sarah Jane Smith on Doctor Who for the Pod Culture podcast. And they broadcast that, and I'm going to include that here as well. This story starts in December 1973. Joe Grant, who was the companion for the Third Doctor for 3 years, played by Katie Manning, she had recently left Doctor Who, and her character had been very successful, and a new companion would be joining to replace her. So it was in December 1973 that Liz Sladen played Sarah Jane Smith, broadcast for the first time alongside John Pertwee, and we were introduced to a new companion who was an investigative journalist and someone who was very headstrong and had lots of personality. And the actress, Liz Sladen, brought something very special to the role almost immediately. And Sarah Jane Smith turned out to be quite popular for that 1973-1974 season with John Pertwee as the Third Doctor. And then in December 1974, the next season started with Tom Baker playing the Fourth Doctor. And Sarah Jane continued, and the new TARDIS team, if you like, of Tom Baker as the Doctor and Liz Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith, first with Ian Martyr as Harry Sullivan, and then with just the two characters, the Doctor and Sarah Jane, they became a very popular main cast for the series and became very memorable very quickly. In 1976, one of the first audio versions of Doctor Who came out with an LP and cassette called Doctor Who and the Pescatons. And this featured Tom Baker as the Doctor and Liz Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith. And there was also a radio episode of Exploration Earth that came out soon after that featured both of them as well. And it was in October 1976 that Liz Sladen left Doctor Who after 3.5 seasons as being the companion. And it was an emotional departure on screen, and it was something that affected a lot of fans because Sarah Jane was such a strong character and such a memorable character that became close to a lot of viewers. Sarah Jane Smith remained the most popular companion for some years, and there was talk about bringing Sarah Jane back to the series as the companion later in Tom Baker's run, and then again in the overlap when Tom Baker was leaving and Peter Davison was coming in as the Doctor. But Liz Sladen declined to return to the role that she had left behind and doing it in the same way and so on. But in 1981, John Nathan Turner, the producer of Doctor Who throughout the 80s, decided that if Liz Sladen wasn't going to return to Sarah Jane Smith as a companion, maybe she would return as the star of a new spinoff series. And thus was born K-9 and Company. And one episode of that was produced. It was called The Girl's Best Friend. It was like a Christmas season special in December 1981, featuring Sarah Jane Smith and K-9. And it was the first time that Sarah Jane Smith and K-9 were seen together. And it was actually reasonably popular on broadcast, although it isn't remembered all that well. It was perhaps not the greatest of shows, but it turned out there was a change in management at the BBC soon after, and due to that, there was no more K-9 and Company. There was never more than the one episode produced. In November 1983, there was a 20th anniversary special for Doctor Who. It was called The Five Doctors. And initially, they were considering that perhaps they would have Tom Baker as the fourth Doctor in it, with Sarah Jane Smith as his companion. And this was something that they would do along with the Brigadier with the third Doctor and so on. And it turned out that the availability of actors made them change their plans. So Tom Baker decided not to do that special, and they still wanted to have Sarah Jane Smith involved. So they ended up with Sarah Jane Smith as the companion for the third Doctor, John Pertwee, in that special. And that broadcast and had some nice scenes with them. The 1990s was not a very big time for Doctor Who. There was very little that was done. But there were a couple of video appearances by Sarah Jane Smith, even then in the 90s. There was Dimensions in Time, which was a short charity program that was on the BBC that was not known for having a great story. It certainly didn't, and is usually not considered to be a part of Doctor Who continuity, or canon, if you like. But it did have a reunion of lots of different actors for the Doctors and companions and so on. And Liz Sladen was in that as Sarah Jane Smith. There were also some unlicensed, not actually called Doctor Who, direct-to-video releases in the 1990s that used some of the Doctor Who characters, either by name or not by name. And Sarah Jane Smith made appearances there as well. Also in the 1990s, there were a couple of radio dramas that were on BBC Radio that featured John Pertwee as the Third Doctor and Nicholas Courtney as the Brigadier, and also featured Liz Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith. And that was first in August 1993, you had The Paradise of Death, and then there was a second one in January 1996 called The Ghosts of Enspace. There were plans for a third radio drama, but John Pertwee died in 1996, so that never happened. In July through November 2002, Big Finish released a spin-off series called Sarah Jane Smith. This was series one of Sarah Jane Smith. It was five single-disc CDs, full-cast audio dramas, featuring Sarah Jane, played by Liz Sladen, of course, as an investigative reporter, as she was initially when she was introduced. And there were some neat little stories with some new cast surrounding her, and it was really very good. It also featured Sadie Miller, Liz Sladen's daughter, as a regular co-star, and that worked really well in it as well. They did a second series of the Sarah Jane Smith audios in January to April of 2006, and that was another four single-disc CDs. I thought that that second series was even better than the first. Those were quite good releases. In April 2006, just as the Big Finish series was ending, School Reunion aired. And this was an episode of the new Doctor Who, and it brought Sarah Jane back into television Doctor Who, it was an episode that featured David Tennant as the 10th Doctor, and it was a lovely reunion of the Doctor and Sarah, and it was very popular and brought Sarah Jane to a new generation of viewers. And in fact, there were further appearances on television Doctor Who of Liz Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith. There was a two-parter in 2008, and there was a brief cameo appearance in 2010 that was in David Tennant's finale episode. On January 1st, 2007, the Sarah Jane Adventures, a new TV series featuring Sarah Jane Smith, first broadcast. And it would run for a total of 4 seasons and 47 episodes, mostly in two-parters, and it broadcast the last episode of Series 4 on November 16th of 2010. It was a children's series, and it had Sarah Jane Smith stepping into the Doctor's footsteps and saving the world from aliens and other threats on a week-by-week basis. And it was a neat series that was one of the most exciting children's series to come out of the BBC, and maybe even out of television in general, for the past several years. I will include some recommendations here as well. The 1973-1974 season with Sarah Jane and John Pertwee as the Third Doctor had some very good stories in it. I would recommend The Time Warrior, which was the debut story for Sarah, and Planet of the Spiders, which was the finale story for John Pertwee. The Monster of Peladon was also very good. If you do watch The Monster of Peladon, you should probably watch The Curse of Peladon first. The 1974-75 season with Tom Baker was wonderful, and almost any of the stories in it would be well worth looking at. Certainly looking at The Genesis of the Daleks is a great story. So is Ark in Space, the Sontaran experiment. In the later seasons of Sarah Jane's initial run, there are also some good episodes. Especially, I would say, The Pyramids of Mars is definitely a classic. If you want to look at some things a little bit later, The Five Doctors from 1983 is a fun thing to watch for sure. It is very interesting how they combined all these different things, and it's a very fun, nostalgic show for lots of us. The Big Finish Sarah Jane series is very good, and I believe it may be selling at the discount on the Big Finish website. I know it has in the past, I'm not sure about that. But all 9 CDs of it, I would say, are worth listening to, and you probably should listen to those in order. Definitely, it's a very solid audio drama and worth a listen if you enjoy those. On the new Doctor Who series, the episode to check out for Sarah Jane would definitely be School Reunion. It is a really nice Doctor Who episode at how it mixed the old and the new, I would say for the first time, and it is very well worth checking out, for sure. The Sarah Jane Adventures is a good series. I enjoyed it a lot. It follows very much in the footsteps of classic Doctor Who, which is very nice. And it's worth looking at some of those. They are out on DVD. I won't go into individual episodes and stories, but there are lots of good ones there, for sure. Liz Sladen brought us Sarah Jane Smith, a wonderful character that really came alive because of her performance. And it was something that brought lots of entertainment and lots of joy to fans for well over 30 years. And she was reputed to be a very nice person by people she had worked with and also by fans who would talk to her. Liz Sladen and Sarah Jane Smith both will be missed very much.
Again, a very clear sort of history of Sarah Jane, and some stuff there that I wasn't familiar with that I may have to actually try and track down. She did quite a lot in the Doctor Who universe over the years, and as we've said, one of the sort of major linking features between old Doctor Who and new Doctor Who.
Yes, she did some wonderful stuff from when she was introduced and the years following that, and then all sorts of things over the years. Some really wonderful stuff there. She will definitely be missed. It's very sad.
Yes, it is, very much. You know, at the time of recording, we're talking about the TARDIS on the new Doctor Who and how big the TARDIS is. But again, to borrow something from the podcasters, the Time Vault, the TARDIS seems slightly smaller now without Sarah Jane Smith.
Yes, I think that's very well said.
So we do still want to record a bonus episode shortly to talk about some of the feedback we've been getting and some suggestions for future shows, and we will get to that. But in the meantime, please keep those comments and questions and suggestions and even criticisms coming in, and we hopefully will record something and put it up on the stream fairly soon, Brian.
Absolutely. We were doing these news and feedback type bonus episodes, and we do want to come back and do one of those again, so you will get to hear one sometime in the next while. You can reach us at britishinvaders@gmail.com, and you can find us at www.britishinvaders.com. We have a Facebook group, so if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find us there. So thank you for listening. This is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. And until next time, this is Eamon in England, signing off as well.